Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, Prince's family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit. We have tips for recharging over the Labor Day weekend. And now you can get paid to eat avocados. Email scams are the most successful when they're simple and straightforward. That's according to a new study that analyzed 3,000 complaints made to the Business Email Compromise Division of the FBI. About 60% of the email fraud did not use any malicious links or complicated information. Instead, the email was just a plain text message that seemed authentic. One successful example listed in the report had a subject line stating an invoice number and then a personal email that said, "I tried to reach you by phone today, but I couldn't get through. Please get back to me with the status of the invoice below." The person on the receiving end thought it was from a manager, sent the money to the scammer, and then responded to the email saying the invoice had been processed. These types of scams are a growing problem. The FBI recently said there were 78,000 complaints made over the past 5 years, with more than 41,000 victims in the United States alone. This is a great reminder that if you get something unusual, you might want to reach out to the sender. Well, a former producer at NBC who worked with Ronan Farrow on his explosive investigation against Harvey Weinstein is speaking out for the first time. Rich McHugh said orders to stand down on the piece came from the highest levels of NBC, and the network's decision not to go public with Farrow's reporting was a massive breach of journalistic integrity. NBC calls the assertions an outright lie. Farrow won a 2018 Pulitzer Prize for his bombshell coverage of Weinstein. Now, check out this incredible Bugatti Chiron. But this is no regular $2.6 million Bugatti. This is a life-size electric car made from more than 1 million Lego Technic pieces. Everything, the motor, steering wheel, and working speedometer are all made of the Legos. Test runs with the car topped out at 12 miles per hour. And a UPS driver in North Carolina failed to make their delivery. But according to the "Sorry We Missed You" note they left, they had a good excuse. The driver wrote just three words, "Bear in driveway." Enough said. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. So Jerry, Disneyland is doing something it's never done before.
That's right, Kristen. Disneyland is going to start selling alcohol for the first time in its 63-year history. Oga's Cantina will be opening within Star Wars Galaxy's Edge when it opens next year. Now the cantina will feature music, exotic drinks, just like the one seen in the movies. And Amazon recently topped $2,000 a share for the first time ever, raising the likelihood that it will soon join Apple in the trillion-dollar club. It would need to hit $2,050.27 to reach that milestone. And mark your calendars. Apple's next iPhone event will be on September 12th. This is an annual event in which the company introduces new iPhone models and often one or two other products.
So, Jerry, what are people hoping Apple will announce?
Well, rumor has it there will be three new iPhone models. As for other items, people are buzzing about a new iPad Pro with a new mystery connector near the charging port and a new Apple Watch.
We'll find out soon. Thanks, Jerry. Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear more and more kids need to rely on themselves for their college education.
That's right, Kristen. Well, kids, it looks like you are on your own. Mom and dad are not paying for college. In fact, according to Fidelity Research, just 7 in 10 parents are saving money for college for their kids. That is down from 72% just 2 years ago. And those who are paying expect their kids to chip in more than $15,000 to fund their own educations. Parents cite having multiple kids to get through college and the desire to instill in children they've got to work for it. And aspirin a day may not keep the heart attack away. The latest studies are some of the largest and longest to test aspirin's effectiveness on cutting heart problems and strokes. One found that aspirin did not help prevent first strokes or heart attacks for people at moderate risk because they had several other health factors as well. And another found that the modest benefits were offset by a greater risk of serious bleeding in some people. The results were published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Well, Americans have a new favorite when it comes to apples. For more than half a century, the Red Delicious was the title holder, but the U.S. Apple Association now projects the Gala apple will take the number one spot. Consumers like the Gala's taste, texture, and sweetness. And that's what you need to know. But Kristen, I'm a Golden Delicious kind of girl. What about you?
Those are good, but I'm Honeycrisp all the way. Thanks, Danielle. A busy summer is over. The kids just went back to school. But just when you think you can take a breather, the hectic holiday season comes around. So it's good to take a step back and recharge every once in a while. And hey, Labor Day is the perfect time. Dr. Sean McMillan joins us today with some great advice on how to recharge our mind, body, and soul. Dr. Sean, I'm so happy to have you here.
I'm very happy to be here as well. Thank you.
What's the best way to recharge, do you think?
I think the first thing is to not resent the change. When you go from summer into fall, people, they long for the summer. They long for the great opportunity to lay out on the beach. Reality is, change is life's ultimate compliment. It's life's way of saying you've mastered something and you're ready for something more. And if you don't move on, you're never going to get anything else out of what you've been doing.
I love that you say that because my son's about to go to preschool. And I'm like, but I should celebrate that.
My best advice is take giant steps. Because change is an opportunity for you to do something extraordinary. And it's not the time to play it safe or to limit yourself with worrying about liabilities. Take giant steps. Be bold, be vigorous, because you've earned the right to have this opportunity.
And if that doesn't come naturally to someone, if maybe you're not a proactive or ambitious person, what do you suggest? How do we prepare our mind in that way?
I always say this, you're a human being. You're gonna have emotions, you're gonna have fears, anxieties. Feel it. But do it anyway.
Yeah.
Don't let how you feel stop you from what you believe and what you want to accomplish.
Dr. Sean, thank you so much for your words of wisdom. All right, moving right along, high school students are complaining about this year's SAT, but not for the usual reasons. Media reports are circulating that the test given on August 25th and 26th had been online for months. Many students reported it was the same test as one given overseas in October of last year and then posted online. One student tweeted that it was leaked in China and South Korea. Others tweeted images of the test that were allegedly posted online. Every year, millions of students take the test. The scores are used by most U.S. colleges when deciding who they'll admit. The SAT is administered by the College Board. The group says they analyze test scores before releasing results. A Facebook post says, if we determine students have gained an unfair advantage, we will take appropriate actions. That could include canceling scores and keeping students from retaking the test. Many students say that's not enough. One told USA Today, I honestly felt cheated by the College Board. Well, here's something to chew on. Forget apples, an avocado a day may keep the doctor away. Avocados can lower cholesterol and are a nutrient-rich source of healthy fats. But can the fruit also promote weight loss? The Habitual Diet and Avocado Trial is looking for 1,000 volunteers to find out. Participants who will be paid $300 each must be at least 25 years old with waist measurements of at least 40 inches for men and 35 for women. Once selected, one group of volunteers will be required to eat an avocado a day for 6 months. A control group is limited to two of the brunch favorite per month, but will be rewarded with 24 extra avocados to enjoy once the study's over. The joint study is taking place at Loma Linda University, Penn State, Tufts, and UCLA, with results sent to Wake Forest for analysis. If you're up for the challenge, the study is now accepting applications. Prince's family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit. The Purple Rain singer died in 2016 of an accidental overdose after taking counterfeit Vicodin pills that were laced with fentanyl. In April, the Carver County Attorney's Office decided not to file criminal charges, but six of Prince's brothers and sisters have come together to file a civil lawsuit. The lawsuit was filed against the Iowa Health System, Unity Point Health, Walgreens, North Memorial Healthcare, and Minnesota physician Dr. Michael Schulenberg, claiming that in the weeks leading up to his death, he received healthcare services from each of the defendants. The lawsuit states all of the defendants had an opportunity and duty during the weeks before Prince's death to diagnose and treat Prince's opioid addiction and to prevent his death. They failed to do so. Dr. Schulenberg released a statement through his attorney saying he stands behind the level of care he gave Prince and feels the case has no merit. All right, let's go to Andrea Robinson now from Fox 10 Phoenix. She has this week's Life Hacks. So Andrea, what do you have for us?
Hey, Kristen, this week's life hack. First up, how to check if those eggs are still fresh. It's simple. Take a glass of water, plop the egg in there. If it floats, it's not fresh. Next up, how to make sure those onions just aren't too spicy. Simply cut them before you use them in a dish, soak them in a little bit of water, and that will take the pungency out. And lastly, we'll stick with the kitchen hacks. If you're making a recipe that calls for buttermilk, but you don't have it, simply take whole milk and 1 teaspoon of white vinegar, and you should have buttermilk for your recipe. Kristen, those are your life hacks this week. Back to you.
I love a good kitchen hack. Thanks, Andrea. All right, well, here's another tip. You might not want to fight over the armrest on your next flight. The person sitting next to you could end up being a business associate, longtime friend, or even a romantic interest. HSBC Bank interviewed thousands of people from more than 140 countries as part of a survey. The study found people do really build relationships on airplanes. Most people have struck up a conversation with a stranger on a plane, and 14% said a fellow passenger they talked to ended up becoming a lifelong friend. 16% of flyers say they added a new connection to their business network, and about 2% said they found love while 30,000 feet in the air. And if you're looking to build some kind of relationship, you may not want to take up too much space in the overhead bin. That was the number one complaint people had about their fellow passengers. In today's hometown stories from Fox 29 Philadelphia, one elementary school in Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania, recently painted inspiring murals on the previously barren walls in the school's bathrooms. Positive messages like "You matter" and "You are enough" and "Be awesome today" brighten up the gray walls and can serve as a pick-me-up for kids who might be having a bad day. Garrettford Elementary School used a tiny grant of only $550 to paint the murals, and the project perfectly fits their new school year theme. Change your words, change your mind. In our second story from Fox 4 Dallas, the community in Fate, Texas came together to support a little girl with a serious medical condition. 5-year-old Rebecca Miller has a brain tumor, and the town of Fate wanted to reassure her and her family that they were supported. Volunteers threw a welcome home parade for Rebecca when she came home from the hospital. The mayor of Fate declared that day Rebecca Miller Day. And in our final story from Fox 9 Minneapolis, the Gay Games is a worldwide sports and cultural event that features LGBTQ athletes. And one group from Minnesota called the Subversive Sirens took home the gold medal in the combo synchronized swim category at this year's games in Paris. Even though all 5 team members were fairly new to the sport, their Prince-themed routine wowed the judges and the audience too. And they said they hope to spread a message of body positivity and queer visibility for years to come. U.S. health officials are urging doctors to screen pregnant women and new mothers for depression. Joining us now to talk about this is Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Glanz. Doctor, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I love this topic because it happens to so many women, yet we don't talk about it a lot because it's like hush-hush. It can be embarrassing.
You nailed the top 2 things. People don't like to talk about this. They're ashamed and they minimize. And it's extremely common. 1 in 7 women have depression during or after pregnancy. But it has lasting effects on the family and on the baby, on their development. So it's so important to address it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad we're talking about it. When I had my son, I had what doctors later would call the baby blues
right.
for a couple of weeks. Now, that's right. different than depression.
Absolutely. This is a more chronic condition, and it's more serious. So first of all, we see it sometimes during the pregnancy. And then it can last throughout and postpartum.
Okay, so if a pregnant mother or maybe someone who just had a baby is watching, what would you advise them to get ahead of this problem?
The issue here is to make your care providers aware of any symptoms you're suffering from, or if you have a family history of depression or anxiety, any mood disorders, because again, people are ashamed, they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But if we know, then we can have a plan of action going forward. It's so hard to ask for help, especially as a mom, it's so hard to ask for help. You want to do it all.
Yeah, and you feel guilty. Don't feel guilty. That mommy
right.
guilt will bite you. Always great information, Dr. Suzanne. Thank you. Well, staying on topic, parents who want to get a head start on their new baby's college fund could be eligible for a free $11,000 donation. So what's the catch? Well, there are 2. First, you have to name your baby Harland. And second, the baby must be the first Harland born in the U.S. on September 9th. The college donation giveaway is sponsored by KFC, and each part of the contest has a connection to the restaurant chain. First, the $11,000 represents the 11 herbs and spices used in the secret recipe. recipe. September 9th would be founder Colonel Sanders' 128th birthday, and his first name was Harlan. That's not a very popular first name these days, and KFC posted a funny video on social media saying this campaign is a way to change that. The restaurant says this birthday celebration is meant to honor the Colonel and encourage the next generation of people aspiring to live the American dream. All right, how about this next one? Lazy, burnout, hippie. These are just some of the stereotypes associated with a stoner, which is a slang term for someone who smokes marijuana. But now that pot is legal in some form in 30 states, people in the marijuana industry want to dispel the notion that the type of person who smokes pot is playing video games and eating chips in their parents' basement. MedMen is a chain of marijuana dispensaries that bills itself as the Apple Store of pot shops. They just rolled out a $2 million ad campaign that features 17 people from all walks of life. On each picture, the word stoner is crossed out and their profession is listed above it. There's a nurse, a grandmother, a teacher, even a former professional football player. All smoke pot for one reason or another. People can visit forgetstoner.com where they can learn more about each person's story. But critics say the PR campaign to make marijuana more mainstream uses similar tactics as big tobacco. After all, studies show that marijuana use can be addictive and does impair driving ability. But if the marijuana industry has its way, the stereotype of the stoner will go up in smoke. All right, this is a really great story. It's been 1 year since NFL player J.J. Watt started to raise money from his hotel room days after Hurricane Harvey hit. In the first 2 hours, he raised $200,000. And since then, that number has ballooned to $41.6 million, making it the largest crowdsourced fundraiser in history. Watt plays for the Houston Texans. He set up the fundraiser while in Dallas after a preseason game. The team was rerouted there because of the flooding in Houston. His foundation says the funds have been used to repair and rebuild 600 homes and 420 child care centers, along with distributing more than 26 million meals. Watt released a statement saying, "Every time that I am fortunate enough to witness someone step back into their home for the first time or a child run around on the playground again, I am reminded of the generosity of strangers that helped make it all possible. Thank you, and never stop spreading the positivity." Over the next 12 months, the money will continue to go toward home restoration and assist with physical and mental health services. Do you ever wonder how Spotify recommends certain songs? The service sorts 35 million tracks using metrics like danceability, loudness, and beats per minute. Now, data journalist Miriam Quick has used the Spotify API to find the saddest pop hits to ever top the Billboard Hot 100. Quick charted the energy and balance of some 1,000 songs. The higher the balance, the more positive the mood. In third, Are You Lonesome Tonight by Elvis Presley. Three Times a Lady was one of two Commodore songs on the list. Roberta Flack's The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face was deemed saddest. Algorithms are improving, but Quick raises issue with the findings, as machines can't account for lyrics, personal feelings, or cultural context. Still, these songs should give you a good cry. All right, moving right along. Air Canada says their mobile app may have been hacked, and it could affect about 20,000 people. The largest airline in Canada immediately locked down all 1.7 million app accounts as a precaution until users changed their password. An email sent to customers explained that credit card data wasn't accessed by the hackers, but that personal information like names, email addresses, and phone numbers, as well as profile information like passport numbers, Nexus numbers, gender, dates of birth, nationality, and country of residence may have been compromised. The president of the Privacy and Access Council of Canada says she's not surprised by the breach, adding, "It used to be a matter of if there would be a breach. It's now a matter of when." Air Canada said it detected the unusual login activity on the mobile app between August 22nd and August 24th. Now to a really heartwarming story. World War II vet Salvatore Bologna often tells the story of how he never received his high school diploma because he was drafted into the military just a few months before he was supposed to graduate back in 1945. After returning from service, his high school, Grover Cleveland High in Queens, New York, informed him that he would receive an honorary diploma, but that day never came. Despite that, he was still able to get a job with the NYPD, serving his community for close to 50 years. After hearing this same story over and over again throughout their lifetime and knowing their grandfather's commitment to serving others, Alex and Catherine Bologna decided to step in. They reached out to Grover Cleveland High, and as history would have it, they were able to get their grandpa's diploma and the ceremony he'd been waiting over 70 years for. Such a great story, proving it's never too late. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for joining us. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Experts say now is a great time to get a deal on a used car. We have a list of the best models for your money. And a new survey looked at women's and men's preferences when job hunting. Their answers might surprise you. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.